We continue with the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 32 of Surah Zukhruf, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَةً فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that we distribute the sustenance in the worldly life. Allah distributes the sustenance in our worldly life, that Allah says that we have distributed amongst them the livelihood. This is to say that Allah in His wisdom has devised such a system for the world that everyone is dependent on another for the fulfillment of our needs. Thus, what happens is that all people are bound to each other mutually by interdependence. And like that, we are linked up in society. So this verse makes it quite clear that Almighty Allah has not assigned the work of distributing livelihood to any human organization authority that works out a plan as claimed by the socialist theory on how to define the needs of a society, how to meet those needs, how to allocate the means of production of the various channels, how to distribute the income, on what basis. Instead, all these functions rest with Allah. And what it means is that by making every person dependent upon another, an automatic system has been developed that may solve many issues. Well, the only condition is that it is not hindered by unnatural factors, like people wanting to hold on a monopoly or the capitalist system. And the system of mutual interdependence is known in the modern economic terms as supply and demand mechanisms. The natural law of supply and demand is that shortage in the supply of an item results in the increase in its price and thus attracts more factors of production towards its production so that they may earn more profit. But when the production outpaces the demand, its price decreases, and so the profit, thereby diverting the means of production towards more profitable item. And Islam has employed this natural mechanism of supply and demand to produce and to distribute wealth, and has not assigned the contribution of livelihood to any organization under ordinary circumstances. And the reason is that human planning, however advanced may be, cannot take into account every element of human necessity. That there are certain things, for example, the fact that the hours of a daylight are for working, the night is meant for sleeping, was not determined by any social contract or by any human planning. It came through a system of Allah. Similarly, who should marry whom is automatically arranged in accordance with the natural system of personal inclinations. Nobody has even thought of arranging it through planning. The question of selection, or selecting a particular field of academic specialization, is entrusted to the planning of government. Instead of one's own inclination and taste, it will result in nothing but compulsion. So this system is Allah creates within a certain amount of people the desire to become doctors. Allah creates within a certain amount of desire of certain people that they'll become ulama, certain they'll become dentists. Allah creates that desire, that inclination through His infinite wisdom. And then people then take up those professions, and generally you have an equilibrium where you'll have just a certain amount of doctors, a certain amount of workers, laborers, and that keeps the entire system in check and it keeps it all balanced. Now, when we look at the capitalist system, Islam has not given so much freedom to individuals that they can accumulate wealth by any means, lawful or unlawful. Islam has drawn a clear line between which is halal and what is haram, permissible and impermissible. On the one hand, you are totally prohibited from interest usually, speculative transactions, hoarding, gambling. On the other hand, you have zakat, ushr, that has been levied on a person. So Islam has closed the door of the social ills that are found in the present day governments and has permitted even the governments, the Muslim governments, to intervene when you have some sort of hegemony, when there's a monopoly. And then further in this verse, so this verse outlines to us that your profession that you have is not by chance. Allah had chosen you to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, to be a accountant, to be an architect, whatever it is. Allah has chosen you for that, to be a businessman. So don't kill yourself thinking, what if I did that? I didn't make the right choice. Then after that being chosen for you, وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضًا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the ranks of some over other, So some are raised higher than others. And this tells us that, you know, people talk of economic total equality, in the sense that the income of every individual in this world should be equal. This is not practically feasible. And the reason is that Allah Ta'ala has charged every member of this universe with some duties and has given them rights in proportion to the obligation. And all the creations except man are liable for the least duties, in the sense that there's nothing lawful and unlawful or prohibited for other than man. And they don't have much rights. Man has been given vast freedom in dealing with them, the other creations. A man can take benefit. He uses some animals as food. Some he rides, some creatures are trodden under his feet. But these things are not considered to be the denial of the rights of these creations, because their duties are very few. Hence their rights are also proportionate. Human beings and jinn have been given more responsibilities in their duties than any other creation of this universe, and they are accountable to Allah in each utterance, each deed, each move, each movement. If they do not carry out their duties, they are liable for punishment the hereafter. And that is the reason why Allah has given much more rights to human beings and jinn as compared to other creation. And then, even amongst human beings, those whose duties and obligations are more than others have been given more rights as well. Such Anbiya alayhissalam who had responsibilities exceed those of other human beings, were given more rights than others in respect. So the same principle Allah has applied in the economic system. Allah has given economic advantages and rights to anyone and everyone according to their duties and obligations. So equality in duties and obligations is not possible. Differences are unavoidable. It's simply not feasible that everybody's economic benefits, income and duties be exactly the same, because they depend on one's natural abilities, which include physical strength, health, intellectual power, age, level of intelligence, energies, quickness, and everyone will not be the same in this way. And you see that communist states who try to create a homogenic and equality, they failed, because there's difference in human abilities, and these are totally unavoidable. Everybody's income cannot be equal then, but different duties, different income. While the duties continue to be different, equity and justice cannot be established in terms of how much each person will earn. And that is what makes the difference. So this is a very interesting concept that has been outlined, that in this verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of the system, everyone won't have the same responsibilities in this world, and that's why you won't have everyone earning the same amount of money. That will create a system that is not feasible, that will not be able to continue. However, in terms of when you look from different angles, then there are different aspects to consider, and we'll continue discussing in terms of your rights to Allah, your human rights that remain. So a person will all, there will be certain people will be laborers, there will be certain people will be the employers, there will be certain people will be the bosses. So they will have that upper hand in terms of their economic position, but that doesn't make them superior in terms in the sight of Allah. That is, they do not become inferior in any way. And that is what makes the difference. You are listening to Tafsir on Your World Today.